July 12, page 207. God honors them that honor him. Them that honor me, I will honor. 1 Samuel 2:30. You are God's hired servant to give light, to give time, thought, tact to his work. And if you do this, you will receive the approbation of your heavenly Father and the gift of eternal life. Be much in prayer. Let no person or personal interest separate you from God, who is the source of your strength. When you arise in the morning, gather all the members of your household together, as did Abraham, and invite them to seek God with you. If your business presses strongly and urges you to your work, then there is still greater need to take time to pray, to present your petitions to the throne of grace, and secure the protecting care, the aid, the mercy, and blessing of God. Do not grudge the time that God requires, and hurry through a faithless, formal prayer that you may rush to your business. God can do much for you, even in your labor, if you ask him. He can send his angels to preserve you from accidents, from breakage, and loss of life and property. The reason why those who neglect the privileges that God has provided have no more comfort and peace and joy is that they do not pause to have communion with God, who is the source of their strength. Can God pour out his Spirit? Can he bless us where there is so much indifference to his service? He cannot give us his rich blessing without our cooperation in his plans. He says, "Them that honor me, I will honor." It is just as convenient, just as essential, for us to pray three times a day as it was for Daniel. Prayer is the life of the soul, the foundation of spiritual growth. In your home, before your family, and before your workmen, you should testify to this truth. And when you are privileged to meet with your brethren in the church, tell them of the necessity of keeping open the channel of communication between God and the soul. Tell them that if they will find heart and voice to pray, God will find answers to their prayers. Tell them not to neglect their religious duties. Exhort the brethren to pray. We must seek if we would find. We must ask if we would receive. We must knock if we would have the door opened unto us. If there are only a few assembled, there are enough to claim the precious promises of God. The Father, the Son, and the holy angels will be present with you to behold your faith, your steadfast principle, and there you will have the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. God has rich blessings in store for those who will bring not only all the tithes into his storehouse, but also time and strength of bone and brain and muscle into his service. Signs of the Times, February 10, 1890.